Right, here we go then. Hi, I'm Darren Hotland from the School Break Playground.
And I'm Steve Wickets from the School Playground.
And we're just going to tell you how the School Playground got started first. But I think, Steve, I think you ought to really say how you got to where you are.
Well, I never thought I'd be broadcasting ever. Although I do live shows, I never thought I'd be doing anything like this. However, Darren was saying it would work if we were and discussed about school times that we'd had, because we've known each other for so long. And we started to realise that the name, the School Playground, meant that we could play up like you'd play up in a school playground.
Because we're kind of like the bullies, aren't we?
Well, I see myself as sort of like the peacekeeper.
Oh, yeah.
You're bullying.
Well, I can't bully too much. I'm the headmaster.
But you're a headmaster with a whip.
Oh, yes. I'm very stern. Very stern.
And even all these sound effects with this playground having sort of like a carry-on effect just makes it sort of a bit more sort of fun and light-hearted. And so we try to keep it where we have at least a couple of amusing clips each week, and try and keep topics as interesting as we can.
It's quite interesting, really, as it's developed, because it started off when we was on the other network. It started off kind of risque, but we had a lot of boundaries, and in the end, we had to leave. Well, we didn't have to leave. We wasn't asked to leave. We left.
We were expelled.
We were expelled.
We were expelled from the playground.
We had to leave because we didn't. We wanted to do the show as we intended it, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, it was not sort of watershed, I don't think, content that we wanted, but we certainly wanted a little bit more than play school.
Yeah.
And it sort of had a play school vibe about it, because we couldn't say
what
things
we wanted to
we
say.
Were hearing. Yeah. We were hearing the TV at 7 o'clock at night, and television for children was allowed to get away with more than what we were. So yeah. We needed somewhere where they were a lot more liberal-minded, which they are on Mint.
It's okay. It's all right, Steve. You can edit that out later. That'll go in the bloody
Ryan Archer and Lulu's trail.
There's actually in the folder that we've got that we share the jingles with, and that there's an outtakes folder, so it'll probably go in there. Okay, so where did you come up with the idea for Choo Choo?
Well, Choo Choo was a character that I'd known, who was actually a female, but she got this sort of very sort of strange way of when she spoke, and I sort of thought, if I enhance that a little bit and turn it male, and then make it a little bit more sort of sweet with a bit more sense of humour.
Yeah. Yes.
Baron's laughing because he knows who the girl is. And basically, then once we got the idea of Choo Choo, I sort of was saying that maybe if it went Choo Choo, and Darren wasn't quite sure. But when we actually tried the first takes on that and we realised that there was something there,
yeah,
I thought we might do it on a couple of shows. I didn't think it would take off and people would actually be talking about this strange character.
Well, they talk about Choo Choo in other shows, and they talk about it as a topic of conversation on Twitter, and they've been talking about bloody can we have a Choo Choo ringtone and all sorts of crap.
It's really bizarre. My daughter, she can't bear the idea that her dad is linked to this Choo Choo character. It's like she's never going to let her friends know. So... And I've got to be fair, I don't brag about it. I sort of just watch and think, is this for real?
I'll tell you what, there's many a million dollars been made from silly ideas.
Very true. I mean, I'm just, if something ever happened with this, I think I'd spend the money, but I'd be feeling guilty every time I spent a pound. Because thinking, how could this have happened? Like, Choo Choo doesn't, it's not even something I'm proud of. It just happened. And it's the whole character, I don't even know how it managed to sort of develop, because I don't hear any of my personality in Choo Choo.
No.
So I don't know what the hell's going on there. I must have some dark areas of my mind.
It's a bizarre thing as well, because when you're doing the show live, when I talk to Choo Choo, I'm talking to Choo Choo. I'm not talking to somebody with something on their voice making their voice go higher. I'm talking to Choo Choo. Well, and weird.
Well, I'd got where I Skype a couple of people because they want to hit the Choo Choo character, and they're talking to Choo Choo, and I'm like, it's not there. It doesn't exist. Yeah. It's not actually there. But because of personality, which we can click straight in, like, because this is we're going to be doing this as an example of what the show can do. If I just sort of get the right buttons pressed on here.
We're hopefully going to be hearing Choo Choo now at some point.
Hello, Dan Hartland. Choo Choo.
Hello, Choo Choo. How are you?
I'm not too bad, Monkey Boy.
What, now, where did Monkey Boy come from, Choo Choo? Where the hell? Oh, no, I don't think I want to know.
See, what happened was I was talking to one of your ex-girlfriends. Yes. That basically told me that you was like a monkey in bed.
What a scratch me ass and all sorts.
Yeah, well, and you start up on the top of the wardrobe. You jump, swing from the light bulb. Land in bed.
With me banana.
With your banana out. And tell her to start looking for your nuts. So that's Choo Choo. And I like being on the show because it means at least once a week I'm allowed out the loft.
Oh.
Darren Harland.
Oh, poor Choo Choo.
And I'm not real. Why do people think I'm real? Because I'm not. I'm just pretending. Don't exist.
You don't exist?
No. I'm just a silly voice. There's no body to me. I'm like a ghost. It's a real shame because people, they want to cuddle me. They want to love me and they think I'm really cute and they want to hug and Ugglement and all that. And I'm not blinking real. I'm pretend. I sometimes think they believe in me more than they do Steve.
That stands a chance.
They certainly like me better than Steve.
Oh, I think they do.
I am cute. Because I can say things like, but I really love you and I want you to hold me.
Everyone
melts.
Aww.
Like lollipops. Gotta go.
Bye-bye, Choo Choo.
Bye-bye. Choo Choo.
So that's Choo Choo.
How crazy is that?
It's mental, isn't it?
Because it's so believable.
It is. Because, I mean, I know it's not real. And I think everybody knows it's not real. I'm sure there's one or two think it's real. We won't mention any names, though.
No. Come to my bed, Choo Choo.
But it is bizarre because you're talking to Choo Choo. You're not talking to Steve Wickets with a strange effect on his voice. You're talking to Choo Choo.
It's the character. Because, I mean, I don't know where the character comes from, really, but the character, I'm not someone who thinks for one second I can act, but obviously something in that is so believable.
Mm.
I had an ex-girlfriend hear it, and she was saying how she wanted to hold him, like, close to her chest and stuff, and I'm thinking,
hello.
This is... Yeah, but, like, I'm thinking,
it's a bit freaky.
You did once.
You shouldn't have said that, Steve. This is going on audio boo later.
But that's when it gets surreal. Because you got this cute thing that people want to hold, and you're thinking, but you can't hold it.
No.
It doesn't exist.
It's bizarre. So, boys and girls, that's the school playground.
Yeah, not in a nutshell.
Yeah, I suppose it could be a coconut shell.
Well, it could be. That's very true.
Yeah.
Because it's too much of it for a nutshell.
Yeah, much too much of it for a nutshell. So, thanks for listening, and I hope it's been entertaining, informative, and something.
Boring.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody. Say goodbye, Stephen.
Bye-bye.